Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1,
welcome. On episode 55, we look at the money. In the recent U.S. soccer presidential election, Sunil Gulati and others were celebrating a $150 million one-time surplus. And that one-time surplus came primarily as a result of Copa America 2016. Now, to put that in comparison, annually, European TV rights deals are worth over $14 billion. And we were celebrating a one-time $150 million surplus. The money in America is amazing. We have the greatest sports economy on earth, and yet U.S. soccer colludes with MLS and puts rules in place to keep money out of the game. It's mind-boggling. This money is not able to flow throughout the game freely, and therefore, player salaries suffer. Coaching salaries suffer. Club revenues and club investments all across the country suffer, all because MLS wants control and they want to spend only a certain amount of money and they don't want any competition to come up or rise up against them to force them to invest more. This is crazy. And until we open the system, it will not change. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks for sharing the podcast. Until next time.